in those close contacts, such as you mentioned, Verna, it would seem to me that you got to know other people's thoughts before they expressed them, if you know what I'm trying to say. Comradeship.
But it was a great party place. Yeah, it really was. I used to be a little annoyed because the plane would bring out supplies, you know, once a week, and I'd always think, well, they're going to bring some oranges or some vegetables or something, you know, because we lived out of a can, and instead of that, why, it was always a shipment of booze.
Yeah.
Beer and stuff. Uh-huh. There was an awful lot of drinking.
Yes, indeed. Well, now, previously you made mention of an airfield in Central. I was not aware of it those years I was up there.
Oh, yes. That was one of the best locations because it's built in that flat. It's all flat area.
Was it maintained?
Yes.
It was.
But it was used mostly in the winter. The mail planes would stop there and it's on skis. I don't know if they ever got around to graveling that because they had that field at Circle Springs, but I quite often landed supplies at Central. It was closer than Circle Hot Springs.
Yes.
And many times I sent men in from there and picked them up there on the way out.
Well, what can you add now, Chris, in that time frame that we knew? I'm speaking now up to the beginning of the war of the WW2 war. Or maybe you want to bring back from 1946 through 1952. Speaking of 1952, when you shut the dredge down, was that at the end of the season or during the season?
No, it was late in the season, but we could still operate for some time yet, but the values are getting so low that it was just a break-even proposition, so we shut it down.
But it was kind of a nostalgic feeling, was it not, to know that this was the end of the road?
Yeah, after you've been there that long, why... But she's always ready to get out.
Mm-hmm.